93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. You've been out on that first great date, and you think, all right, we're all good. But then you don't get a call back. Ugh. You don't get a test back. It's called ghosting. It's called breadcrumbing. It's called leaving you on a ledge.
Breadcrumbing.
And then you don't know what's going on. You yourself here with us on Second Date Update.
Yep, that's how it is.
It's exactly how it is for Teddy, too. Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing real good. Thanks for calling and emailing us to be on Second Date Update here. So you went out on a date with a girl named Lisa, you said.
Yes, yeah. And now I can't really get a hold of Lisa, and I'm not sure what happened or what I did.
You know,
it seemed like everything went well. We kind of been talking for a little bit beforehand and then, you know, went out to dinner and drinks, kind of a standard first date, you know, not a lot of high pressure. And I thought things went really well. We had a good conversation over dinner and things seemed like we were connecting with each other, you know, and I feel like I'm a pretty confident and charming guy. So I'm not sure why I'm getting radio silence now. Afterwards.
Sure.
I really don't know what happened.
Right. Well, where did you meet Lisa, Teddy?
Just dating app, you know, we kind of had mutual interests and came across each other and I guess both liked each other's profile. And, you know, I'm still relatively new to this whole world, but
we messaged
and chatted for a bit and then, you know,
would that dating app,
first date.
Would that dating app be Tinder?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, you were just kind of vague with it. So, and you're new to Tinder because you just said, F it, I got to try something else different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, kind of wasn't having any luck with, you know, the old-fashioned stuff, I guess. And
the bar.
Seems like lots of, yes, the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
The bar, another other watering hole.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
My friends seem to have had some success with Tinder and Bumble, I think it is another one. So I said, why not?
Yeah.
I met Lisa, and I thought it was a good start. And
sure.
Seems like, yeah, dead end, I guess. I don't know.
Well, tell us about your date. You went for dinner and drinks. I mean, did you guys, was the conversation there? Were you guys connecting on a good level? Kind of describe how it went.
I feel like we were connecting on a really good personal level, you know. We were kind of sharing a little bit about our life stories and backgrounds, nothing super heavy or whatever, you know, but sharing just a lot about who we are and things that we want to do and kind of building on some of the conversations that we've had online about different ambitions and kind of what we want out of life. And, you know, just it seemed like a really good organic vibe. So
yeah.
That's why I'm really mystified as to why she doesn't want to talk anymore. Because as far as it seemed from my end, we had a really good interpersonal connection.
Right.
Sure. And how did the date end? Did you get a nice kiss? Did you get a
hiccup? We had a hug and like a kiss on the cheek. And then, you know, it was a, you know, well, I'll definitely be in touch. And seemed like she said she had a good time.
Sure.
So, I mean, unless she just wasn't sincere about it, you know, we didn't, you know, it wasn't physical or anything, but, you know, we had a nice long hug at the end.
All right. So you left
hugged it out.
You left the date with a good feeling.
I did. Yes. I walked away feeling really good about it. So.
All right. Teddy, don't say anything. We're going to call Lisa right now and see if we can't get to the bottom of this and figure out what's going on here. Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Second date update.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lisa?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
This is actually Marco and Krista. We're both here, and we're actually live on the radio right now on a station called 93.1 Jams here in Madison.
Did I win something?
You
didn't!
Did not win anything. No, we're actually just calling because we're doing a segment called Second Date Update. I don't know if you listen, but every once in a while, we'll have somebody on that's been out on a date, and for whatever reason, not getting a call back to the person they were out with, and so we step in and try to help. And so today, we're calling for Teddy. Remember Teddy from Tinder? Tinder Teddy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Now I really want to know.
So Tinder Teddy thought that you guys hit it off, but he's a little worried because he hasn't heard back from you.
I mean, I unmatched him.
Oh, why?
You unmatched him.
I unmatched him. Yeah, just I'm not into him. I don't think I should be talking about it on live on the radio.
Of course you do. We're all family here.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Everything's good. What do you mean? Like, what happened? What do you, why did you unmatch? Was he, like, mean to you or something?
Fine. He was just, like, super confrontational for no reason. Like, when we got there, they gave us a table, and he's just like, no, I don't want this table. That's not going to work. And they moved us two more times.
Two more times?
He's just, like, he's just uptight and wouldn't compromise on anything. Like, even when we were talking, like, he was asking me what I like to do, and I was just like, yeah, I love skiing. And he's like, snowboarding's better. And I'm like, okay.
Like, calm down.
Too much.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, he was overwhelming. He was rude to the waitress. And then the icing on the freaking cake was, when he ate his food, mind you, it was fine. I looked at it. He had no problem eating it. He made a big fuss about it. It was awful, so he wouldn't have to pay. And I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
So when the waiter came over, waitress, yeah, he was like, this was terrible. I'm not paying you.
Right.
Yeah, but she had already, like, gotten yelled at by him a couple of times, so she was just kind of like, it's okay.
That's so, like, 1990s to do that. I remember
to
doing that.
To be mean to people?
No, just to act like it wasn't good.
Oh, to try
not get it.
That never goes out of style. That's called having no money.
Oh, okay, good. Well, there's that.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so there was that, and so were you mortified, or were you just kind of, like, going with the flow?
I was like... Like, he just, like, when it was time to leave, he was just, like, he was, like, almost forcing me into a hug. And I'm just, like, let me just hug this guy so he doesn't, like, cuss me out. Go home and forget about him.
All right. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, you're a grown woman. If you don't want to hug somebody, you can just say, I don't want to hug you, okay? I wasn't forcing you to do anything. And for the record, the food was not good, okay? It took a while to figure out that it wasn't good, but I wasn't just sending it back to be an argumentative jerk, all right? I thought women like the confident person. Not that I'm trying to be confrontational.
So yeah. He's on the phone.
He is.
Yeah, Lisa, Teddy's with us.
Sorry.
He couldn't get through to you, so we thought we'd help him.
Way to go, Marco.
But so he's saying women should like the guys that have a lot of confidence. Are you not into that, Lisa?
It's not confidence if you're just being a jerk.
Being a jerk? I'm not being a jerk by talking to you, okay? I'm not being a jerk by sending back bad food, all right?
Like, I feel like you're the jerk. Think about your aggression right now. You want to know why I'm not talking to you? Listen to how you sound. Who wants to talk to you?
I mean, who wants to talk to someone who is so... They can't even say, don't give me a hug. I mean, are you kidding me right now?
Clearly,
thank God
you
I dropped the bullet with you.
Clearly. Okay.
When I unmatched you and didn't answer your calls, wasn't that evident that I'm like, I'm all set?
No, it was evidence that you were immature enough to say, I don't like you, okay? Because that's what us adults do, all right?
Okay, now you're fighting with me on the radio, and it's going to be harder for you to date anywhere.
Fighting words.
He's got a good name. Tinder Teddy. If Tinder Teddy swipes right on you, just give him a try. So, all right. So, you guys obviously just have different personalities. I mean, Teddy, you sound like a type A personality guy. You sound like you like to take control and whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of girls that might like that. And Lisa, you sound like you're the little slower speed, easier going, and just probably a little more free spirited.
And I like to pay for my meals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Like
I see how petty we're going to be now. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't even know why we're going to do this, but on second date update, normally, if you want to try it back out, Lisa, if you want to go back out with Teddy, I'll offer to pay for everything. And that way, no one has to pay anything. We'll send you back out in Madison here somewhere, and you guys can re-enjoy each other, maybe reconnect. It's up to you, though.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to go.
Yeah. Normally, I have a hard time guessing on what's going to happen on these, but I kind of guessed that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure he'll find somebody else. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
I'm very sure I will. They will appreciate a confident man.
All right. See? He's got confidence already. See? Good, Teddy. You weren't shaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not at all. Unfazed. Very grateful. Hashtag blessed.
There it is.
Hashtag blessed.